Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Good morning. It is Monday, April 22nd, 5 minutes after 10. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So the hush money trial of Donald Trump is continuing on. Prosecutors have been kind of hesitant to share who they were going to have testify. And the New York Times now is reporting that the very first witness will be big David Pecker. You remember him.
He was David Pecker. He ran the Inquirer, right?
Right. The National Inquirer.
So he got the story on, was it Stormy or was it McDougal or was it both? He got the story. There's a way they describe this in media, catch and kill.
Catch and kill practices where they try and bury anything negative.
Right. So they paid for the rights to the story. Now, is it McDougal or do they have Stormy Daniels too? Either way, they had the story and they paid an exorbitant amount of money for it. And people said, well, he did that because Trump's his buddy, Trump's his friend. He wanted him to be the president. It's sort of like a donation without making a donation. And so that's why he's being drug up, I'm sure, as a witness in this trial.
Well, they're saying that one of the reasons that the prosecutors didn't want to start listing who their witnesses were going to be was because that Donald Trump would go after them on social media.
Sure.
Of course, there's that gag order that's been imposed on him. And of course, he's having none of it. He was truthing out, remove the gag order. What do you have to hide?
Well, this is going to be fascinating to see the case they make now. There's no way Trump's getting a fair trial. I mean, have you seen these jurors who have been dismissed? Some of the ones that have interviewed or been, you know, that have talked to people. Like, if this is your jury pool, mm-hmm. and obviously the people who are getting dismissed are part of this jury pool, are we to believe that they just found the 12 people who are not biased? Or are we to believe, hey, the jury pool is largely a representation of what's coming out that didn't get picked? I think the average person would assume the latter. And if that's the case, there's no way Trump's getting a fair trial. There's no 85% of the jurors voted for the other guy, mm-hmm. but the jury pool voted for the other guy. I mean, so if 85% voted for the other guy, you might get one, maybe if you're lucky two that even voted for you, much less, could they give you a fair trial? I mean, this is insane, Casey.
Well, what is he, the most famous person in the world?
Well, he must not be the most influential, according to Time, which we're going to get to here in just a second. But that's the point. There's no, and this is why largely that they have, we, you know, there's kind of been a standing practice. You don't weaponize the legal system against political people, because it is largely impossible for an outwardly political person, certainly a person that has risen to the level of the presidency, mm-hmm. to get a fair trial. It's one of the reasons that Ford pardoned Nixon. Was because he didn't want the country to go through that. He knew that it would be highly unlikely Nixon would ever get a fair trial. And so what was the point of all this? The guy was going, he was leaving. Trump's not the president. They're doing this because they fear he's going to be the president of the United States again. And they believe, they being the left, believes that weaponizing the justice system against Trump is their best way to keep him from becoming the president.
Speaking of influence, according to Time magazine, you're correct. Donald Trump not on the list of this year's most influential people, but neither is Joe Biden. Now, they both made the list.
Wait,
back
the the president is not on Time's list of most influential.
President Biden did not make Time magazine's 100 most influential people for 2024.
How is that even possible? That the president of the United States. Okay, so if you want any doubt, mm-hmm. about what Time magazine thinks about Biden's actual influence over his own White House, mm-hmm. he's not on the list.
Right.
How could the president not be on the list?
He's been on the list for the past 3 years.
Well, I would hope so. He's the president.
This year didn't make it. Neither did Trump. They were both on it in 2020. You know who else didn't make the list? The vice president, either. She was absent from this year's list.
How could the president not be number one every single year? It's the president.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could the president not be the default number one? It'd be one thing if they said, well, we're not even going to include the president because he would overwhelmingly be the number one person. They're not doing that. They're saying, how could the president not be number one? The president of the United, mm-hmm. States. Time is telling you what they think about Biden's influence over his own White House.
Now, they did have a lot of entrepreneurs, artists, athletes, activists, and some politicians on the list. Now, let me ask you this.
Wait, let me come back to this, Casey. Okay, so you're like, let's talk about the inventors or whatever. Entrepreneurs. Unless you are a person who invented a crystal clear cure-all for cancer, how would you be more influential than the president of the United States?
Well, I mean, maybe they're saying it's
no, they're telling
people,
you.
People in Congress are more influential?
No, they're telling you. This is why this is so important. People need to listen to this. This is very important. They're telling you what they actually think of Biden. They're telling you about Biden is not in control of his own faculties or anything related to the White House.
Right.
They're telling you.
He's not the one in charge. Right. It's somebody else. Okay, so they do have two prominent governors on the list. You want to take a guess?
Ron DeSantis.
Uh-huh.
Gavin Newsom.
You're half correct.
Damn.
It is Gavin Newsom.
Oh.
I was surprised by that, too. I thought Ron DeSantis would be on the list, but it's not. It's Greg Abbott from Texas.
Well, wasn't Time the one who made Hitler Man of the Year? I mean, so that's what we're all just a little historical reference here of what we're dealing with. But that to me is the absolute takeaway is that the president of the United States is so irrelevant in his own White House that he didn't make the 100 most influential people in the country.
Now, before I tell you who's on the cover of this magazine,
yes,
a couple other notable figures on the list.
Is it Taylor Swift?
E. Jean Carroll and also special counsel Jack Smith.
Oh, they made it.
Yeah, they made it. There's your publication. That's Time Magazine. On the cover is Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes?
Mm-hmm. As the world's most influential people. Time Magazine.
He's number one?
He's on the cover. Yeah.
What do you think? They just got a group of like 20-somethings who sit around and
who are you influenced by?
Right.
Oh, that football player. He's more important than the president of the United States. More influential.
Well,
that tell you? He probably is, actually, for a younger demographic.
But I would argue Patrick Mahomes isn't even the most influential person on his own team.
Right.
Patrick Kelce is way more... Travis Kelce is way more
influential
because of his association with Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this entire list is bogus.
Yes, as most of the time lists are.
Okay, so Walmart joining the ranks of retailers that are rethinking self-checkout. How do you feel about the grocery store and the self-checkout?
I love the self-checkout. Why? Because I usually get between 10 and 15 things max.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to scan.
Yeah.
I know how to make change.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to use a credit card if I use that. The only thing I would need a person for is if there is some sort of issue with the barcode scanning the thing or if I'm purchasing alcohol, and that would take up far less of someone's time to either fix that issue or put my ID in than for them to scan the whole thing. I think the whole grocery store should be you scan.
Okay, well, there's a lot that are rolling it back.
Good.
Dollar General is reducing their self-checkout. You've also got Target. They've announced that they're going back to the 10 items or less for the self-checkout. You can't just do all of your shopping and go to the self-checkout.
Yeah.
And they're saying a lot of this has to do with shrinkage because that's the place where people are stealing from the grocery stores at the self-checkout.
At the self-checkout.
Mm-hmm.
So literally because of, for loss prevention purposes, people are so thief-minded now that it's cheaper for them to pay somebody to run the cash register.
Yep. And they also say that a lot of people have this love-hate with the technology, and people think it's a deterioration of the service offered at the grocery store.
What?
And they need to have that conversation with the checkout person.
What? Who's having a conversation with the checkout person? Hey, Earl. Is that what your name tag says? Or like, who knows? There was a time. Okay, here's an example. There was a time when I was a kid growing up, there was a great community grocery store in Brownsburg, Jesse's Market. Okay. And a lot of people went to Jesse's Market to do their grocery shopping. You probably knew Fran or Nancy or whoever was running the cash register at the Jesse's. Same thing. Marsh was small in the small when that was a small town and there was a local Marsh and it was largely, I remember for years and years, a lot of the same ladies working the cash register. You probably knew those people. Who in the hell knows anybody in these thriving suburban communities? You're right. I mean, like,
yeah.
I only shop there because of Ted. Ted is really the reason. Ted running the register number 7. That's really the only reason. No. What?
Yep.
Conversation with the Who is having a conversation with the people scanning their groceries
Apparently,
anymore?
That's a sign of service. And they're saying that the self-checkout became very popular during the pandemic so that people could keep their distance, but and also to help with labor shortages. But now they're staffing up more and people want to have that one-on-one service.
No, they don't.
With the cashier.
I do self-checkout because I don't want to do small
exactly.
talk.
Exactly. Yes.
I want to skip that. I just want to get my stuff and get out.
Nobody wants to have a conversation with the person they're checking out their groceries mm-hmm. with.
Uh-huh.
You know what I do miss, Casey? I miss the days when you would be in the checkout line and somebody would write a personal check. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? When people used to pay for their groceries with a personal check? Obviously, that never happens anywhere, I would assume, because it's just too much effort and people bounce checks or whatever. But I do miss that. I also miss, Casey, and this is really going to date me, when you could pump your gas and then walk in and pay for your gas mm-hmm. in cash after you'd pumped your gas.
Yes.
I actually remember the
Now you got to guess.
I remember the very last time, Casey, I ever was able to do that, and it was some little bitty dinky gas station coming back from Northern Hamilton County. And I remember the very last time that ever happened, that's how influential that was in my life. And I so miss, if there was a gas station that would still allow me to pump my gas and then walk in and pay them money, I would pay more for the gas if I could do that, because that was, it just sucks that everyone's a thief now. Mm-hmm. And it's ruining everything for us, Casey. I can't have the U-scan. I can't pay for my gas after I pump it. Everything that is good and decent to me is going away because of thievery.
You're not trustworthy. That's what they're saying. It's a free-for-all at the self-checkout. Costco, back in November, added a bunch of self-checkout.
Yeah.
And now they're taking them away.
Oh, damn!
Because they said that non-members were sneaking in or using other people's membership cards.
Without
paying for the membership fee.
So you said this about the Costco. So when you go into the Costco, you mm-hmm. have to show the membership card.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No big deal. But then you said, and somebody did this the last time we were in there, they asked us to show it again when we got to the
register.
When
you go to the checkout, yeah.
Well, what does that say about the people you got man in the front?
You don't trust them either.
And you're that worried?
Yeah.
I mean, what, aren't you making money off stuff people buy anyway? I mean, if people are going to put that much effort into sneaking into the Costco, mm-hmm. wouldn't you just give them a freebie?
Yeah. Well, now they're not even going to do that.
I mean, they're treating it like Fort Knox, Casey.
That membership is quite the membership.
It's what, $60? It's $60 per year. If somebody's going to go to that effort to avoid the $60 fee, mm-hmm. you're making money on the groceries anyway. Just let them have it.
Safeway. There's no Safeways around here, is there?
Is that a convenience store?
Yeah. That's mostly a West Coast thing. They got rid of their self-checkout completely.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, so this is a trend. Get ready to talk to your cashier.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. It's coming, Kevin.
Oh, no.
You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. In a plane, you're hoping that it's really just the pilot that's flying it, but if you're part of the Colorado Rockies, you never know. It is Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So the Colorado Rockies are under federal investigation this after the coach posted videos of himself in the cockpit during a team flight.
That seems wrong.
That seems a little scary, doesn't it? A little dangerous. Like this guy, he's a hitting coach. He's not a pilot.
Well, yeah, this area should probably be reserved for mm-hmm. people who are licensed and qualified to fly the airplane, mm-hmm. which, Casey, you know, when you don't have this issue.
Is when you don't fly.
Exactly.
But when you're part of a team and they say, this is how we're traveling, you kind of have to be on that plane, right?
Well, you do. I'm just saying this might be another reason that everybody should go back to traveling by bus like they used to do in the old days, or train as Babe Ruth used to travel. And look at how well he did.
Okay, so listen to this. This was a video taken by a woman who was in the cockpit as well. They were just having a party up there in that flight.
Okay, you're away.
Flying the plane. Toronto.
Everybody here. Your first
officer. Another
officer.
And he's nervous.
I'm
landing this tonight.
Are you landing it?
I'm gonna land the plane tonight.
Yep.
So relax.
Okay, we're really relaxed. Yes. What altitude are we at, Captain?
35,000 feet.
So they were at 35,000 feet mm-hmm. based on this post, and the instruments in the plane appear to support that. All right. So I think most pilots would say that once they get to a certain altitude or whatever, it becomes largely autopilot.
Yeah.
So maybe they were letting this guy sit in there. Maybe he's some sort of flying enthusiast or something.
So he can get his wings?
Why are you
like
shaking?
Like a little button?
Why are you shaking your head and being overly enthusiastic with me, Casey? You know I'm the last person who wants to get on an airplane. Like, I have no sympathy for any of this. However, I'm just trying to give you a reason as to perhaps why this happened and maybe in the pilot's mind. I mean, you would assume, I know it's a stretch, but you would assume the pilot also wants to get off the flight in a reasonable piece, that he would not do anything that would danger himself or his coworker or whatever. So one might jump to the conclusion that no one was actually in any danger. However, I tend to agree, not by tend, I totally do agree with you that the flying area should be reserved for those who have a license to do the flying.
So United said that this was a clear violation of their safety and operational policies, and only an authorized person in the flight crew is allowed to be in the cockpit, which I thought we all knew, especially after 9/11. Mm-hmm. Those are the hard and fast rules. But the scary thing to me was how there's a woman, she was unidentified. I don't know if she was a flight attendant, but she was like having a good time with it. And then at one point, the coach acted like he was going to grab, I guess it's called a steering wheel. And he said, yeah, when you land, you just push it forward. And I thought, your hands are too close to that. Like, you might accidentally nudge it. And then all of a sudden, the plane is taking a nosedive.
Well, and my guess is that, and I think this is clear based on the evidence, the Colorado Rockies have a team plane of some sort, which they fly. So it's not like the guy, in order to get in that plane, I'm guessing everyone knows everybody. You're not worried, hey, so-and-so is a terrorist or could be conspiring with Hamas or whatever. So I don't think there's a fear of that. But you are correct. When who knows, was there drinking involved? Was there somebody, having a couple of libations? That information is not available. However, whether you're on a private plane or a little Sandpiper airline plane like they had in Wings or a 737 or whatever, I think the flying area should be reserved for those who actually know how to fly.
Just getting a little too loose, having too much fun. I don't know. Do the Rockies win? Were they in a celebratory mood?
Admit it, Casey. On a consistent basis, my phobia of flying is being proven to be founded.
Well, yeah, when we have stories
this. Yeah.
And that's why, as we discussed last week, I think it was 73% of people prefer to drive.
Non-issue. You get in the car and you go. This guy might have been licensed to drive. I've already been drinking. He should not be driving. But my point is, if he'd have been behind a wheel, I'm guessing he has a driver's license.
Yep.
Probably would have been okay.
Hey, can we talk about Dave Portnoy?
Yes.
He made his Stanley Cup pick.
Now, he picked the Edmonton Oilers.
Mm-hmm. And what did he say? They're at, plus 700 odds?
So that would mean for every $1 you bet, you would win $7.
He made a $150,000 wager. Is that right?
So that would pay out, would that be?
$1.2 million. Yeah.
So can you imagine, Hammer and I chuckle about this, and maybe we'll get into this when he comes in. If I have $15 or $10 on something, I'm freaking out about it. Can you imagine? Now, he picked them to win the Stanley Cup.
At a few zeros.
Which means they've got to win all these series and then the Stanley Cup finals just to win, in order for this bet to cash out. And can you imagine having $150,000 riding on something?
Do you think that his time in the sun may be coming to an end here? Do you? Because he's the one who said, do you realize what you're witnessing? The greatest bettor of all time, the greatest gambler.
Here's why I've become annoyed with him, because now he's on the Scottie Scheffler golf betting train. And he knows nothing. It's clear he knows nothing about golf, and he is like insane Twitter golfer man now. And he was ripping on the tournament yesterday that Scottie Scheffler is leading, got delayed until this morning due to some inclement weather that came in. And Portnoy, because he's got some bet tied in with Scottie Scheffler, is just losing his mind over this, about the fact that they didn't start the tournament earlier, now he has to come back and this and that. And it's like, they start the tournament at a certain time because they have national television deals. And usually when you have a national television deal, national television expects
the tournament to come on at the time they've advertised, Dave. Mm-hmm.
Did Scotty Scheffler's wife have her baby yet?
No, not yet.
I don't think so. I saw somebody posted something about like the hospital chair that turns into a bed, and they said Scotty Scheffler is about to be humbled very soon because those are so uncomfortable to sleep in.
Here's the thing, though. My dad and I were talking about this weekend because he was leading the tournament, so obviously they were showing him a whole bunch. He's not going to have like normal parenting, though. I mean, obviously he's going to be this kid's dad, and he seems like a great guy, and I'm sure he'll be super involved. But think about the amount of people with the amount of money that he's going to be able to have at his disposal.
Yeah. He can afford nannies or you know, whoever he needs.
Someone ought to get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Assistance.
Is it going to be the guy with the green jacket?
Probably not. We've got a lot of voicemails we're going to get to coming up. It's 93 WIBC.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatments at 317-559-PAIN.
This is where you get involved with your voicemails. The phone number 317-684-8444. It is the Kendall and Casey Show on 93 WIBC. And before we get going, we do have a programming note to mention, and that is that tomorrow night, WIBC will be carrying the GOP gubernatorial debate. It starts at 7 p.m. if you're interested to hear what those people have to say.
Yes, last chance for any of these people to show they have a pulse and are living, functioning human beings. So it's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right here at WIBC.
It might be better if we had Kevin on the board during that and he could zap them anytime they either lie.
Yeah, I need to break that out again.
You do wonder at this point how many undecided people are actually out there.
Yeah.
Because obviously a lot of people are beginning to early vote or have early voted, or I don't think there's a slew of people that are clamoring to early vote. Just there's not a general throng of excitement for election cycle this season, I don't think, in the primaries. But you do wonder how many votes are out there still kind of to be had, and if somebody can have a moment, can they alter the trajectory of the debate?
Mm-hmm. I think my theory might be going when I vote, if I've heard of your name because you've been in office.
Yeah, you're out.
I'm not going to vote for you.
Well, we've talked about
Never heard of you. Sounds good.
I mean, you got to basically this year the approach. I mean, if you want to fix this, you got to throw all the incumbents out. Mm-hmm. And that means if you're going to vote for somebody because their kid is your kid's friend, or Sally was in the Rotary Club, or you know, Ted picked up trash with Kiwanis, if they're an incumbent, You are exacerbating the problem at this point. You are enhancing the problem because every single one of these incumbents has done nothing, absolutely nothing to help you. And the good chance in the case of these incumbents, most of them have been there for a very, very, very long time. And so you've got to find out who these incumbents are. And if they got competition, I don't care if the guy that he's running against is a card-carrying communist. He can't be any worse than what's currently in there. So vote against them. Vote them out. You're not going to beat the majority of them, but if you can take down a couple of them, then maybe it sends a message. Maybe it gets these people to straighten up a little bit, and maybe this next legislative session will actually get some meaningful property tax reform. Capital Chronicle had an article the other day about this conversation about property tax reform going on in the State House, and Jeff Thompson, who is the head of Ways and Means, who, by the way, there's a guy named running against Jeff Thompson in Hendricks County. Joe Baddock is the guy's name. If you live in Hendricks County, absolutely vote against Jeff Thompson. Absolutely vote this guy out. He's horrible. He's been there forever. He's accomplished nothing. He's a total zero. But he's having this conversation with these lawmakers about property tax reform. And they're, again, all they're talking about doing right now is tinkering. Mm-hmm. It's these very small things that aren't going to change anything. They're talking about maybe doing this with farmland, or maybe changing how referendums are done, or maybe changing how max levies are. That's not going to help anybody. And this is the guy in charge. The guy in charge, Jeff Thompson, is telling you, I'm not doing anything meaningful. So if you live in Hendricks County, and if you vote for Jeff Thompson, again, you are voting for higher property taxes. I didn't mean to get on a rant there. I feel like you walked me into that.
I did.
That's your fault.
Blame it on me. Well, sure. Okay, well, the interesting thing is our first two phone calls are going to be about voting and property taxes.
Oh.
So here's the first one with a question about the important vote that you do have to pay attention to.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. Just have a question. Rob, you keep talking about the delegates to nominate the lieutenant governor. Of course, we all want Micah to be in there, but how do we know which delegates are supporting Micah? I live in Hancock County, and I'm going to vote, but is it only the Indianapolis delegates, or is it statewide delegates that will nominate the lieutenant governor? We need to know who the delegates are. So if you could answer that question, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Now,
bye.
Now, before you get upset, he was one of many phone calls with the same exact question.
I'm not upset at this guy because I really appreciate the question, but this is why I don't get involved. It's like James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams, mm-hmm. where all I want, Casey, if I wanted to be the candidate, if mm-hmm. I wanted to do this work, I would just run for the office. But this happens every time I support somebody, mm-hmm. I end up doing as much of the lifting as the candidate themselves. it happens every damn time.
Good thing he's a friend of yours.
I am James Earl Jones at the hot dog stand in Field of Dreams. Okay, so there is a website that Micah has come up with. Okay, the delegates are elected by, and every county is different. So, for example, but they are elected by county. So, for example, in Hendricks County where I live, they have divided them up by school district. So it's population. So Brownsburg gets 10 of the delegates. I think Avon gets 10 of the delegates. Plainfield maybe a little less, and they divide them up by school district. Unfortunately, the onus becomes on you to figure out of these, I think there's 33 people running in Brownsburg for 10 positions. You got to figure out
which of the 10 are going to support the guy.
Who they
you
are.
Want.
I mean, I've done the effort to figure out who 10 of the people are. There may be more than 10. I just know who 10 ironclad won't change, won't move, won't anything. And I'm supporting those people. You got to put a little work into this. And I know it's not easy. Now, Micah has a website that he has put together with a list of people that he knows are voting for him. And it is, I'll give it out if everybody's ready. All right. You ready? It's sites.google.com/view/Micah's picks. I'm going to give that again. Then I'm going to put it on @RobMKendall on Twitter here pretty soon when we go to break. Mm-hmm. And then everybody can go there and see it as well. So it's by county. He's got it listed.
It's not everybody.
There's many, many people, I'm sure, supporting him. But this is the thing, Casey. I always end up doing work for other people, and I'm not even part of the campaign.
Do you see what happens when
this
you get involved?
This is why I get sucked into the public good. Mm-hmm. So it's sites.google.com/view/Micah's picks. I don't know why it's that long. That's what it is. I'll put it up @RobMKendall when we get to the commercial break. Mm-hmm. But my goodness, I just want to be left alone. I want to come in and do this radio show for 3 hours a day, and I want to go home. And no matter how much I try to get, it's like The Godfather, right?
Yeah.
No matter how much I try to get out, they suck me back in.
Well, understand. That caller, he's listening to you.
I
he wants
it.
To follow your advice, but
I'm
he also needs a little direction, so there it is.
I'm not mad. I'm just frustrated at myself because no matter how much I try to escape from this vortex of hell,
I'm not mad at
I
it.
Just can't get out of it.
Okay, here's a phone call about property taxes.
Hey, mailman Paul. Listen to WIBC 93.1. Every day delivering my mail.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, just got my tax assessment. They took it easy, only 8.7%. Last year was 22. That's $328 increase. Nice. For what? My house is 124 years old. How's it keep going up? My truck isn't worth as much as it was last year. Can't figure it out. Love you guys. Ciao.
Some things depreciate, some things don't.
Well, it seems like they've just taxed him $3 a year.
Yeah.
Every year that his home has been in existence.
Yeah,
is that unreasonable?
Maybe it's going to have a historical marker on it.
But this is where we come back to the conversation we just had, which is the property tax system is mortally flawed. It's utterly ridiculous that a non-fiscal agent, in mm-hmm. this case, the assessor, is the person who raises your taxes, and there is very little recourse that you have on that, and it's based on something someone else does. So when a do-nothing like Jeff Thompson is in these meetings in this gobbledygook government speak, and he's trying to just cut the smallest edge off possible to go, we did something, it's not going to help people. The whole system is broken. And if you look at the people that are running for the state House and state Senate races. So to bring this all full circle, like with the whole Micah conversation, mm-hmm. Micah's talking about it, but none of these other people are. They'll send mailers out like those disgusting ones that I get from the two people running for Senate in Hendricks County, Clark and Englehart, who both supported raising taxes as local government people. Oh, I want to cut your taxes. Really, which ones? Oh, I want to cut your taxes. Mm-hmm. Really, which ones? Oh, I want to cut your taxes. They're not going to do anything. You got to throw a bunch of these bums out. This is how the process is going to work if you actually want to fix property taxes. You got to throw a whole bunch of these bums out, hope it wakes the rest of the bums up, and then maybe you'll get a meaningful discussion about why the government thinks it's fair that they ever forever have a lien on your home.
Okay, we've got another phone call. This one, I'm really glad this person called and brought this to my attention, and soon yours. So we had a conversation last week about the Caitlin Clark jersey, number 22, and how it was sold out from Fanatics.
Did you get one?
I didn't. It's sold out. And you had mentioned, you know, you don't wear another man's name.
Right.
On.
Yeah, well, you're a grown-ass man. Act like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't be wearing somebody else's name on your back.
Don't be subservient to another person.
And that does include even women's names, like
right.
Caitlin Clark.
It's even worse if you're wearing a woman's name. No offense.
Right. Uh-huh. Offense taken. But here's somebody with a very good point.
Hey, Kendall, Casey, love your show. I'm just calling. I was going to go to the merch store and buy an I hate or I love Rob Kendall t-shirt.
Yep.
But I was made aware today that as an adult, I cannot wear a shirt
yep.
that has the name of another adult on it.
Yeah.
So kind of a conflict here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should buy one for my kid. And I don't know. That'd be his 13 years old and conservative, it might be a good thing. But, you know, I can't wear that t-shirt now and in good conscience with another man on my shirt.
Yeah.
I just want to know your thoughts about that. I love you guys' show. Thank you.
Well, I would say a couple things. Number one, we have provided exemptions. Charity
okay.
is one of them, right? And
okay.
all of my portion of the
yes.
proceeds
yes.
do go to Project Rescue, which fights human sex trafficking
yes.
across the globe. So you would be already exempted because if it's for charitable, the Caitlin Clark shirts are not like going to charity, right?
No.
There's no, you know, hey, the Salvation Army is going to get 100% of the donation. So you would be fine on that.
Okay.
Also,
yeah.
telling someone how much you hate them,
mm-hmm.
that's not being subservient. You're telling that person, I hope you rot in hell.
Okay.
And so that's totally okay.
Okay.
And then third, it is on the front of the shirt. It is not on the back.
So that's a difference.
I think you would have an exemption there, too. But the first two, you're already in on the first two. There's no court in the world who would convict you based on, I mean, there's two ironclad exemptions that we gave out from the very beginning. On the
perfect.
Anyway.
Okay, so charity, and I love it. So he's free to get the shirt.
Yeah.
I would recommend to him that he gets the I hate Rob
Absolutely.
Kendall shirt.
Because that way you're checking both boxes.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving to charity.
Mm-hmm.
And
uh-huh.
you're telling me to rot in hell.
Right. Okay.
You're just, the more boxes you check, the more insulated you are from judgment of wearing another person's name on your person.
Purchase away and you'll be fine. We've got Hammer. He's going to join us next on 93 WIBC. Good morning. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC and Hammer's in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. And we've got breaking news here, kids.
Yeah.
The big event we've got coming up on May 20th, Tales from the Track, presented by Relay Indiana,
oh.
Spirits by Hotel Tango Distillery. Our big event with Scott Dixon,
mm-hmm.
who just won in Long Beach yesterday.
Exciting.
Sold out.
Hey,
yes.
congratulations.
There we go.
Sold out, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go, I believe they're going to have some contests up at the contest page of WIBC.com. It'll be your last chance to get tickets, but wrap it up, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out. So again,
it's a good event.
I love our listeners,
yeah.
man. Like, think about this. The WIBC audience, the most loyal, passionate listeners in radio. Whenever we do a night with WIBC, sells out really quickly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
Hammer and Nigel Bourbon sold out in like a couple days. Every year we do this Tales from the Track event, sells out. The bowling event sells out. So you guys are rock stars. Thank you so much.
Hey, you know, and I love it. In under a week, it sold out. I will say this. Think of how fast it would have sold out if it had been Dick Simon instead of Scott Dixon. That's my only editorial comment, and I hope you guys have a great time.
Who knows? Maybe there'll be a surprise at the event.
Oh,
I don't
my
know.
God, that's Dick Simon's music.
Stone Cold's glass shattering breaks in the back. background.
Hey, did you see Brittany almost took her pants off?
Yeah, Casey was showing me the video here. Oh, off
like
the
you
air.
Didn't see it before.
I hadn't until you showed it to me because you're filthy. You're just an absolutely filthy woman. No. And again,
so she's on Britney Spears is on her Twitter. Is that
Instagram?
It? Instagram, mm-hmm. Getting basically naked, and she's doing like a strip tease. And I thought she was going to actually pull the drawers down this mm-hmm. time.
So remember when everybody was yelling, "Free Britney! Free Britney!" Couple months have gone by, and I think most people are now going, her dad was right! Her dad was right!
Yeah, she's totally bonkers. And you and I had a conversation about, you know, you have not wavered on the fact, though, that you still would love to be in some sort of interpersonal relationship with Britney.
I have a hall pass with Britney.
Yeah.
And that's outstanding. Mm-hmm. And listen, I'm well aware it's not, oops, I did it again, Britney.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is, oh my God, what the hell's going on? Maybe is there meth involved, Britney?
Here's the analogy we came up with, and you thought this was pretty good. When you were a kid, your favorite baseball player was Andre Dawson.
The Hawk.
And Andre Dawson is, I don't know, he's probably almost 70 years old now. So it's like, if you had batting practice with Andre Dawson today at almost 70, it wouldn't be the same as 1989 Hawk hitting bombs onto Waveland.
Right.
But you would still have the batting practice with old man Andre Dawson, because the 10 or 12 or 14-year-old version of yourself would say, I owe it to that kid to have batting practice with old man Andre Dawson. Not the same, yep. But you're still glad you did it.
It would mean something to me.
Yeah.
And the same way... having relations with Britney. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something I don't even think I'd be proud of anymore, mm-hmm. but I feel like I owe it to myself.
Would you tell anybody? I mean...
I tell everyone.
Yeah, yeah. You would. Before yes. or after the penicillin
shot? Well, she would
shot.
Probably tell everyone first. I mean, she'd probably stream it live on her Instagram because right. she's a lunatic.
You'd be up there on Instagram as well.
Do you think she's really that nuts, or is this an act thing to get attention? Because clearly we're talking about it. She's getting publicity and attention. Mm-hmm. Do we think she's... You're the expert. Is she that crazy, or is this a stunt?
I think she's actually that crazy. Like, the stunt, I don't think would have lasted this long.
Yeah.
Because she's been...
She keeps going back to it.
Yeah, nuts for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been no comeback, right? Yeah. Like, this is it.
Speaking of no comeback, how about those Pacers?
Wow, that was just an absolute train wreck. I didn't even get 5 minutes of enjoyment.
Yeah.
Not 5 freaking minutes yeah. of enjoyment out that of that
bad.
Game because they looked like they had crap in their pants. They were scared to be there. And everybody other than Pascal Siakam should be ashamed of themselves.
I agree. What's coming up this afternoon?
Monday Gunday with Guy Relford. Kevin Bowen. We'll talk about Pacers and NFL draft this week. We've got Roger Daltrey tickets to give away.
Nice.
We're going to play Roger Daltrey or Committed Adultery.
Good one. Thanks, Hammer. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.